This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. Moving our studios tomorrow to Husfest. I heard the hometown pie companies up there is the official pie of Husfest. And Todd, you know me and pie. We have this thing about pie. We are in a...
Okay, I'm a bigger guy than you, so I think I got the pie thing cornered on you.
Endless search for the best pie in North Dakota continues at Husfest tomorrow, so looking forward to that. Also, of course, heard on AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. This hour, we're going to talk with the Libertarian Party candidate for the U.S. House seat in North Dakota on the ballot in 40 days. And also, I'll tell you about a 40 Days for Life campaign. Another year, I forget how many, but they've done this a lot of years in North Dakota. It's a really neat thing. It started actually in Texas, but North Dakota was one of the early adopters, and then now it's international. It goes everywhere. There is an emerging story you've no doubt heard about in the last hour out of New Jersey, a train crash, derailment, I guess, there. And we know of at least one death, 100 injured in that. It is in Hoboken, New Jersey. Is how you say that? Now it's 3 confirmed dead is the latest number. Don't know a cause yet, but we'll watch that closely as we go throughout the program today and keep you posted on all of that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. They had an incredible auction yesterday in Watford City of some land near the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and everything I've heard, just incredible. I think $3.3 million in all when it was all said and done. Yesterday. But a lot of folks, great story out there about it. Check that out. And it's just once-in-a-lifetime auction to have something like that. And the folks at Pipers have a lot of that. A lot of that. They really do. So if you want to find out more, whether it was that 1,900-acre parcel up there in McKenzie County or whether it's the 320 they're doing in Botno today or the 740 in Pierce County they're doing today or... coming up in October in Mercer County, Morton County, Cavalier County, Dunn County. Call them for a calendar. They love to, they love to send you a catalog and then get these items on your calendar. And 877-700-4099 is the number. Or online at pipers.com. 877-700-4099. All right, our South Dakota caller has gone, had a question on the pipeline. Welcome you to call back in because it's one of the issues I wanted to chat about today with our next guest. A Libertarian candidate for Congress, the U.S. House seat in North Dakota, Jack Seaman. Jack, nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me back, Scott. Good to be with you.
Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions are welcome for Jack on any and all topics related to the campaign, so give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, locally at 258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. You have a favorite TV show? That's the really, really big question of the day.
Well, I didn't know what the rules were, but I was listening earlier, and I'm a cable television watcher, okay. And my favorite show of all time by far, in a way, is The Wire on HBO.
The Wire?
Yeah, aired from about 2001 to 2008. Fantastic drama.
You know, I've never watched one of these HBO shows. Was Sopranos HBO? Early on, was that it?
Was yeah,
that,
yeah, okay. Was
so that was probably the one I did watch. And after that, I sort of just got on. Now it's, you know, a lot of critical acclaim has come from HBO shows, right?
And Netflix, too.
Yeah. So what's The Wire about? Why'd you like that?
Well, it's just gritty inner city crime drama. It's about life in Baltimore and drug dealers and the plight that they face. And it's gritty.
Tough stuff.
It's not happy-go-lucky TV.
It's not Love Boat.
No, it's not MASH.
It's not Happy Days. Those two just came in, by the way, from a listener. King of Queens, The Fugitive, I Love Lucy, and Twilight Zone.
Star Trek. Can we put Star Trek on the list?
Somebody called about that. They couldn't believe that one wasn't on Rolling Stone's list. But, you know, you're right. That ought to go on the list, too. I'm with you. Pat in Deadwood, South Dakota, is back to talk about the pipeline issue. Your comment, then I want Jack's on this as well. Pat, go ahead.
I'd like to add Reba to your movie list, but on the pipeline, you know, I've always felt that if the Standing Rock Sioux Indian Reservation was a sovereign nation, maybe there should be controlled entrance and exit points similar to Canada and Mexico, and this might limit a little bit of the situation.
In my own opinion, we need to revisit the whole relationship between the United States government and tribes, myself.
But on
the sovereign nation deal, you're exactly right. It's used by the tribes when it's sort of like, no, we get the consent. But then when it's like, well, wait a minute, you can't come into our sovereign nation unless you're, right with the law. Wait a minute! You know, I mean, yeah, it's used differently. But the point, Pat, what's your take on this debate, first of all, over the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Well, you know, when it originally came out, I honestly kind of was sympathetic to the plight of the tribe when I had limited information. And then I started digging a little bit, Scott, and what really turned the tide for me is when I read the judge's ruling on the lawsuit, which stated clearly all the facts in the case and what had happened and transpired all the way up from the planning of this project all the way up to where we are now. And it's clear after reading that document that the Energy Transfer Partners and the Army Corps of Engineers went above and beyond to get the tribe engaged early and often. Multiple attempts to set up meetings and go look at sites and do whatever they had to do to make sure the tribe was appeased. For whatever reason, that connection didn't seem to happen. And I can't put that blame on Energy Transfer, and I can't put it on the Army Corps. I think they've done their due diligence, and I don't think they're the ones at fault here.
By the way, all that information available even before the judge reiterated it, but much of the judge's ruling hasn't even made it into the media. You got to go read it chapter and verse,
sure.
And a lot of that was out there before.
And
you know,
a lot of
things have been done. I mean, I think the media has been irresponsible on this whole thing.
There's a lot of misinformation, and it's too bad that it's grown to the size of a problem that it is now. I would like to see us nip it in the bud just a little bit earlier.
Are people talking about it as you're out there campaigning? Do people, is this a big issue?
Yeah, I think it was a bigger issue a week or two ago. Like our society today, issues seem to come, and then they seem to be the issue of the day or two, and then they fade away, and another one takes its place. But this one isn't going anywhere. That's something we're going to have to deal with for a while now.
What do you most want people to know about your candidacy and this campaign?
Well, I want people to know that there is a third option on your ballot, both at the state level and at the federal level. And if you're tired of the two-party system, if you're tired of the representation that you have on any level, there's a third party out there. The Libertarian Party offers a third choice, and we're on the ballot in all 50 states. I'm on the ballot here in North Dakota for the second time, running against Congressman Kramer. And if you want a vision of much, much smaller government and less spending and less debt, then I'm somebody you should take a look at.
What do you most want in the way of a robust discussion related to that smaller government that you think is not getting the attention it should?
The $20 trillion national debt crisis that we have right now is not getting any attention at all. And I call it a crisis. I think anything less than that is doing it a disservice. I think it's a huge national security threat. It's a threat to our way of lives. And if we don't solve this problem quickly, Scott, if we don't get on top of this right now, it is going to end one of two ways. We're either going to plan our way out of this and take the painful necessary steps to balance the budget and pay off the debt and go on that kind of a plan. Otherwise, what we're going to end up with is some sort of dollar collapse where the dollar actually fails before our eyes and another currency will rise and become the world's reserve currency that we currently enjoy the role of. If that happens, every dollar we have is worth 50 cents on a dollar at best, and that would affect the lives of every American drastically. I'm fearful it's going to happen. A lot of people think I'm wearing a tin hat while I'm saying it, but it's been coming for a long time. And if we weren't on the precipice of this, the Federal Reserve would just raise rates and we'd have 5-6% interest rates and everything would be normal and off we go. But no, we have to take extraordinary fiscal measures in order to keep this house of cards up, and I think it could come tumbling down.
What would you do? What's job one when you talk about the steps necessary to fix it? What should we do that we're not doing?
We should stop passing budgets that are unbalanced and send us further into debt. That's the simple thing right there. Just stop voting for them. If this budget sends us further into debt, I'm going to vote no.
So it's a spending problem. We're just spending too much.
Absolutely. I don't think we have a revenue problem in our country. I can't remember exactly what we take in, somewhere around $3.5-4 trillion. That's a lot of money. I think it's a spending problem.
What role do you give the economy growing, right? Because if you did have a growing economy, you'd chip away at that problem.
Yeah, we have a false recovery is basically what I call it. We didn't really actually have the hard reset that we needed in 2008 because the Fed swooped in and bailed everybody out and gave everybody money and kept them all afloat. And they've continued that policy now for 96 straight months of nearly zero interest rate policies. It benefits greatly the rich fat cats on Wall Street, and the big banks are all benefiting from this, but who's getting killed by it is the regular guys, the elderly that are trying to save and earn money off interest. There is no more interest income in our society. You can't go down to the bank and get a CD at 5%. So everybody has to gamble with their money. That's why the stock market's at an all-time high, because that's where people are searching for yield. And that type of monetary environment ends badly any way you look at it.
Short break. Back with more. And your questions are welcome for Jack Seaman. Jack is the Libertarian Party candidate for the U.S. House in North Dakota. And the Libertarians have a gubernatorial candidate, Marty Riske, and a Senate candidate as well. So that's been a while since the tickets filled out. And so choices for folks as you head to the ballot. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, Don Mosman, MDSC Training Director, discusses how to best prepare for an active shooter or violent event.
The very first step is to know where you are. And the best way to do that is to conduct a security assessment so that you can find out, how are my emergency response plans? And have I prepared adequately? Do I know what the police department's going to do when they get here? Do I know what the fire department's going to do? Have I coordinated with them? Do I have an evacuation plan for my building? Where am I going to take my people? Of course, you have all of the aspects of inside the building itself. What type of alarm system do we have inside? What kind of a notification system do we have? There's a lot of elements that come into play.
For more emergency planning tips and resources, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Look at the calendar and we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today by High Plains Apache. online at highplainsapache.com. But you know what? They love it when you stop in and see them. High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. That's reason enough to find them in Mandan, right across from Bonanza, or exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. They're the sprayer company others are talking about. And their customers make it very clear. They work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they expect to get the most for their time and energy, and High Plains Apache respects that, works hard to earn the business. And that's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do. And a great support team to back it up. The ET Ag Center has 50,000 parts and pumps and tips and hoses and fittings and valves for not only Apache, but also other brands as well. HighPlainsApache.com. Tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour, more of our conversation with Jack Seaman. Jack is the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in North Dakota. Questions or comments for him on any and all issues, 800-228-0550. You can also text 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. One texter says, I wish you would interview the Harbinger man, David Kahn. The Harbinger is a really good book. You read that book?
I have not, no, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's Jonathan Kahn, though, not David Kahn. I think they said David Kahn, but it's Jonathan Kahn. I'm pretty sure. I've read it long ago. You know who told me to read it? Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, actually, told me to read it. And she's at the time was on the House Intelligence Committee. So I thought, well, if, you know, if a member of Congress that's on the Intelligence Committee saying, read this book, read it. It's good. It does warn of, you know, of difficult times. And I hear you warning of difficult times if we don't get our fiscal house in order. You talk about a collapse of the dollar. What would that look like? What would we see? What of our paper,
You'd see more of what we're currently seeing, and I'll try to be brief here, not go too much into the weeds, but for a number of years now, China and Russia both have been buying gold hand over fist. And we don't know exactly how much they're buying, but we know it's multiple thousands of tons that they're buying anywhere they can get their hands on.
They're buying it because they see that as a good investment, or they see it as, hey, your dollar isn't worth buying anymore, so we're going to buy the gold instead.
Well, yeah, because the U.S. dollar is no longer backed by gold. Nixon took us off that standard in 1971. So we don't have a hard asset backing our dollar, which is the world's reserve currency. We force everyone to transact in U.S. dollars when they want to trade within the world. So what it might play out as is Russia and China finally opening the door, like Monty Hall, right, and say, let's look what's behind vault number 3, and here it is 200,000 tons of gold, and guess what? Our Chinese yuan, we're now backing it to this gold that you're seeing with your own eyes right now. And our dollar is backed by gold. The U.S. dollar is backed by nothing but the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. World, go ahead and decide which dollar you want to transact in. That would be a collapse of the dollar.
Wouldn't we at that point go back to the pre-Nixon way of backing the dollar by gold?
We'd be forced to if we want to compete with the yuan.
That'd be a good thing, right?
Well, yeah, except that the initial damage done by the yuan and the number of countries around the world that would finally get to say, you know what, I've had enough of your dollar, U.S., I'm going with the new dollar, that could be devastating to
us. Interesting. Wayne is traveling today. Has a question or comment for Jack Seaman. Go ahead.
Hello, Jack. It was very interesting hearing your viewpoints. I certainly agree with many things you say. I am a lifetime Republican, and yep. Maybe this election cycle you'll have an extra check mark behind your name.
Sounds good so far, buddy.
Yeah, and the idea of the spending is just unreal. And another thing that really bothers me is, you know, in the last several weeks, I've heard all of our congressional delegations, and the thing that comes across to me is they all sound so good, and they all sound so incredibly polished. Maybe getting some more libertarians into Congress is a way that we can enforce term limits without having politicians actually go along with it, which would be unreal.
All right, you like term limits?
Oh, I fully support term limits, absolutely. Right now, I think one Senate term and three House terms is good enough.
Joel in Bismarck for Jack Seaman. Go ahead, Joel.
I'm curious as to what the impact on North Dakota oil production would have if the Saudi Arabia and other oil-producing countries in the Mideast should decide to hold up their production of oil, and also whether or not there is an organization of oil-producing states in the United States. I thought maybe Ron Ness might have some comments on that. Thank you.
Well, I think if Saudi Arabia and other countries in the Mideast pulled back their production right now, that would be actually very good for U.S. producers because it would probably take some of the inventory off the shelves and allow prices to rise. That would be a friendly move on their part. I don't know if we're going to see it. They haven't shown any proclivity to that.
The other interesting thing is the weaker the dollar, the better the price of oil. That's commodities in general, right? Kind of go inverse of the dollar. But let's see here. Texter says, what is Jack's stance on moral issues, gay marriage, abortion, transgender rights, etc.?
As far as marriage goes, libertarians just want the government out of your marriage, period. We don't think there's a role for government to be in a marriage. I consider marriage holy matrimony, not legal matrimony. So that's basically my view on marriage. As far as, what were the other ones, Scott? Abortion?
And transgender rights.
Abortion, I am pro-life with exceptions for life of the mother, rape or incest. And, you know, the transgender issue, there's a number of different ways to look at that, but I think that keeping government out of it to a certain extent is helpful for everyone.
Paul, last question for our guest. Go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, the pipeline, I'm all for it. You're not going to stop commerce, but I'm all for it. I got a problem with where they're putting it. In my understanding, it was supposed to go above Bismarck, but Bismarck didn't want it because of contaminating their water source.
Yeah, that's not accurate, Paul. There was an alternative route north of Bismarck, but it didn't meet criteria of the Corps of Engineers because of homes, developments, population, a number of different things. So it was never planned for north of Bismarck. It was an alternative route, but that's what the companies are forced to do is come to the PSC with an alternative road. And that story, like many through this issue, has been folklore. That was never the plan.
Okay. Well, they got a good point. Get water and oil and water don't mix, but you're going to ruin the water supplies, not only Bismarck, Standing Rock, Pollock, South Dakota, Mobile.
Well, I would encourage you to dig into how accurate, how well this works. You know, we got millions of miles of pipeline, Jack. Mm-hmm. Right, they work every day. The product goes from one end to the other without incident. I mean, do you worry about the water supply because of a pipeline?
I honestly don't. Obviously, you know, that's what everybody's worried about, right? Is we have some sort of catastrophe. But the pipelines had never been safer. And if you just need to get that product from point A to point B, right now pipelines are the most safest mode of transportation. I don't know why we wouldn't want to take advantage of that, other than just complete, you know, non-use of fossil fuels, which we're not at.
Right, sort of the green extremism. Nice chatting with you.
I got another half hour here, Scott.
You don't, actually. We're done. Next time. We'll do a debate, though, soon. We're looking to, hopefully, the Democratic candidate will come on. And
thanks for having me.
You bet. Jack Seaman, thanks a bunch. Bye-bye.
0550.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice? Every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In Minot tomorrow, just follow your nose to the cookies. You know, the folks at Touchstone Energy always said hand out free cookies in that sort of main kind of concourse area where you're headed between the different halls at Hostfest. So we're not hard to find. We'll be broadcasting live there tomorrow, and I hope you come on by and say hi. After the show, I'm going to zoom over to the Hometown Pie booth. The folks from Hometown Pies in Devil's Lake, good friends of ours, Teresa and Malcolm Oatman. Stop and see them if you get up there. They are veterans, both of them, just dear people, and they make the best pie on the planet Earth, bar none. It is really good. We had it at the K-Fire Agri International before and done it at a few different places, and it's just so darn good. And they're the official pie of Hustfest, which is new for them this year. So that's kind of cool. So please come by and say hi. Love it if you would give a wave and say hello. Love to meet you tomorrow at Hustfest for the big day. Okay? All right. Joining us now to talk about what is now an international effort, but really started rather small. Started in Texas, grew to a couple other states, and North Dakota was one of the first states that was part of this effort, but it caught my attention. And that is the 40 Days for Life campaign. And people come from all over North Dakota to help folks in this region out, all over Minnesota, too, for that matter, and join in the effort. There is one abortion facility in North Dakota. It's downtown Fargo. It is privately owned. It's not part of the Planned Parenthood network. So a lot of people believe it's actually being privately owned, the one candidate rather likely for closure at some point where they just would go away. And wouldn't that be a great thing? And in all honesty, it's just my two cents on this. You know, I'd love abortion to go away, right? That's what I pray for every day, for it to go away. It's the ending of innocent life. It's the Holocaust of our generation, of our time now. That's what it is. You can't describe it any other way. This is innocent life needlessly ended. Why is it needlessly ended? Well, maybe it's an unplanned pregnancy. Maybe it's a teen pregnancy. It's whatever. Any number of problems. I'm not denying that that happens. You don't think there are loving homes for those children? You don't think there's an insatiable appetite for adoption in this country? You don't think you could write an incredible story where you say, okay, that person, whatever reason, ended up with a pregnancy that wasn't planned. There's a way out. There's another way. There's help. Certainly better than ending an innocent life. So that's why I'm passionate about it, and I hope it does end at some point. Pray for it every day. But that's Probably not going to happen quick. Probably not going to happen overnight. We've seen that. This has been a long road since the 55 million innocent lives have been ended as a result of Roe versus Wade. But North Dakota could maybe show the rest of the country a different way. All right? Show the country a different way. And if somebody really, really thought they still had to end an innocent life and take advantage of the fact that it was still legal, they could go to Minnesota. They could go to South Dakota. They could go to somewhere else. So that's why this 40 Days for Life campaign that is prayerful and peaceful and very civil is, in my mind, a great way to direct your frustration over this particular issue. And we're joined with some folks that are going to talk about it. Jody Clemens has been battling in this arena for many, many years, has a very personal story about it that has motivated her to be part of it and to stand up to see it end. Jody, nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
You bet. And Pastor Dave Mata is here. Pastor Mata is, of course, with a church, obviously, with that title, Pastor, the Calvary Methodist Church, but also has been very active in the pro-life community. Nice to see you, sir.
Great to be here, Scott.
So let me first ask you what 40 Days for Life is. What is this campaign that started in one little tiny town in Texas with some people talking around a table, came to North Dakota, and now has come all around the world? What is it?
Yeah, basically it's a worldwide movement to protect mothers and babies, and it has three emphases, prayer and fasting, and peaceful vigil outside whatever facility is committing these acts of murder, and then also community outreach, just trying to be visible and help us not to forget what's going on, the shedding of innocent blood in our community, in our nation.
You first said protecting mothers. So, Jody, I want to ask you about that. Because many people would see this movement that way. They think that, you're not concerned about the mother. You're only concerned about the baby. You're disregarding the situation that the mother is in. Mm-hmm. How is this effort for the mothers?
You know, Scott, women deserve so much better than abortion. They really do. There's what you talked about earlier is so true. When a woman is, finds herself in an unplanned pregnancy, it's a very vulnerable place for her. And what she really needs is tangible, loving support from another human being. And that's really what so many people in the pro-life movement offer these people. A woman goes into that place thinking it's just like any other medical procedure and she's going to go in and take care of this problem. But when she comes out, it is life-changing. When a woman comes to the realization that what she's done is participated in the murder of her own child. You tell me how a woman's heart can wrap, how could she wrap her mind around that? So many women, many, many millions of women start acting out self-destructive behaviors, drinking, drugs, having nightmares, hearing babies crying, doing all kinds of self-destructive behavior. And the reason that happens, Scott, is because there is a sense of justice in us that says something bad has happened. I participated in that, but I'm not being punished for it. Because unfortunately, in 1973, the Supreme Court of this nation decriminalized the sin against God and this crime against humanity. So we think it's legal. And you know what? In the United States of America, unfortunately, this is legal. But I can tell you, in the courts of heaven, it is very different. God says this is wrong. This is a sin. And women are suffering immensely.
So when people come from all over to have a vigil at the facility in Fargo, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this entire 40 days, which is really just in and of itself an incredible undertaking. When you think about that.
Yeah.
People from all over. Mm-hmm. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 40 days, just standing there, holding court, standing up for this. Part of this is praying that women don't have to go through what Jody's talking about there.
Right, and we were talking about this when we were waiting to be on the air, and we're thinking, 10 years we've been doing this, 40 Days for Life, and on one side you think, oh, this is a celebration of 10 years. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to have to do this. It's like a mourning.
Amen.
It's sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're just crying out for mercy for our city and for our nation.
Well, there's many people glad you are. And before we're done, we're going to give you a chance to find out how you can participate in one of these efforts that they're undertaking. You mentioned while you were waiting, you were greeted by the lovely Marie from our team. who was out at the reception area, and Dave and Jody came in and said, we want Marie to be on the radio too. And I said, well, that's fine. She can be on the radio anytime she wants. She's our gal Friday. She keeps things going. But
she's got a story to tell. Yeah. You know, that God has been working in her life about doing something about her passion for life. And, you know, when she shared that with us, we thought, man,
this is a good story.
Why doesn't she come on?
So you better tell us the story, Marie. Now you have us curious.
Well, it actually starts with you, Scott. I obviously connect with a lot of your listeners for whatever reason. And
they're all smart. I think that's why you're
connected. They are.
You're smart, they're smart. Yeah.
And we always have fun conversations. But one of your listeners really touched me. She contacted me last winter about the abortion mill, and she is a faithful prayer warrior there on Wednesdays. And she's invited me to pray with her several times, and it, for one reason or another, it's never worked out. Next Wednesday, I have actually taken the morning off work, and I'm going to join her because I felt, you know, I pray for the end to abortion like many of us do all the time, every day. And I get very sad and angry that abortion is still legal. And I just felt like it's time to stop being sad and angry and maybe do something. And so I'm going to go, and I'm told it will change my life. And I will be honest, I'm a little nervous. Yeah. But I know that I can't miss this opportunity, and what better timing? I mean, God's obviously working because this happened during 40 Days for Life that it finally worked out in my schedule.
And you know, what Maria's saying is so true, and we hear this often, that people are afraid to go down there, you know, and yet when they get down there,
it's not a big deal. I've been down there many times.
Exactly.
Occasionally you get a goofball that comes by and says, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, shout something, but it doesn't last. They walk by, and it's rare. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say the vast majority of times I've been there, you don't, you know, encounter other, you know, I get a lot of thumbs up. You get people honk the horn. You get, you know, people walk by and give you a smile.
Mm-hmm. And so, you're surrounded by people who are out there for the same reason you are, and that is to pray and fast. And the reason I believe it is life-changing for you, Marie, and for people that go out there, if you've never been there and you're out there, and all of a sudden you see a woman walking up that is pregnant, and she's surrounded by people who are called escorts, and they escort her into this death chamber. It is heartbreaking. And then you stand there long enough, and she comes out, and she no longer has that child. You know what has happened. That is why it is life-changing. It is important to go out there. It is important to pray. We can all be pro-life, but during this 40 days, we are beseeching God and beseeching fellow Christians in our city to come out to witness. That's part of what 40 Days for Life is that we witness to the reality of abortion. Abortion is not just some dirty word. Abortion is the taking of an innocent life that's happening in our city in Fargo, North Dakota. And we need to be out there to give public witness. This must stop.
Right.
The shedding of innocent blood must stop.
The escorts you're talking about are well-designed little tactic by the industry to shelter their customers, because this is really about the money. They want the money. They want that cash coming in. Go look at Planned Parenthood and how much money they get from this. From the truth, right? From anybody that might be loving and just want to offer another idea. Make them think a little bit. So they've got it down pretty good. It's tough. Yet, what's the number, Pastor Dave, through this effort, the lives that have been saved?
71.
Yeah.
71 in Fargo.
In Fargo.
Fargo, just in Fargo.
So this is, that means 71 women who were literally on their way into the abortion mill said, wait a minute, there's an encounter with someone there, and decides, no, I'm not going to do this.
And what a miracle that is. You know, that woman walking in like that, Scott, is a woman who's walked into one of those places. She's already having some doubts. So when those escorts don't even let her hear that there is another alternative, they are not working for what's in the best interest of that woman. So when a woman actually gets someone to say something and she stops, boy, all we can do is praise God. Praise God that this woman does not have to go through this. His baby is alive, and God has a purpose and plan for all of this. Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing this, and there's a lot of people at it. 40 Days for Life, ND.com is the website that will connect you to everything you need.
Right? Yeah. That's correct.
And do we have a phone number, too, we want them to call, or is the website the best way to go?
The website's the best way to go, but you could call 701-284-6601.
284-6601. A lot of people do that way. A lot of ways to help. If you're listening in Western North Dakota, can't make it into Fargo, there's other ways to help. And again, this is an uncomfortable topic. I get that, but it's one that's about innocent life. The Holocaust was too, right? The slave trade was too at some point, but you just deal with it. Thank you all for doing this.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
Make today the day you walk into hot spring spas and pool tables too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, and now next to Sam's Club Bismarck, online at FargoHotSpring.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
One last segment on What's On Your Mind Thursday, tomorrow at Huskfest. Questions, comments. Last chance to have a word. Dial us up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, we are 40 days away from an election. And that last issue that we just spent some time talking about is one that obviously has been around since Roe versus Wade, really in the way it is now. So a lot of elections have passed. And I know we say this about a lot of times. I believe I said at the beginning of the show, is it the most important election of the lifetime on the Supreme Court and everything else? Certainly on this issue as well. Because there was just a stark, really, really, really strong black and white difference between the two candidates. Planned Parenthood, through Cecile, whatever her name is, Richards, or the head of Cecile, head of Planned Parenthood, $20 million given to Hillary Clinton. You know, she was the one that was sitting with Bill Clinton at the convention. I mean, they're all in. They're all in to make sure that that industry continues to do what they've done. So pretty strong, strong difference in this case. Texter says, or emailer says, in the case of rape, you don't want to pass these genes on to another. Abortion is the right choice for a rape case. I would disagree vehemently with that. I won't go into great detail today on why, but the idea when you start picking and choosing and saying, well, yeah, no, it's innocent life, so you shouldn't do it there, but it's okay there. Go after the rapist. You know, the rapist should be punished, not an innocent child. That's the result of that. It's a child, regardless, you know? There are many children in this world that were products of a rape or horrible situation that ultimately contributed mightily to this country. So you just got to think of it as innocent life. Don't blame that. Anyway, those comments on the last segment, let's move on. Let me tell you about the fact that we are 40 days away from an election. And our buddy Jim's on the phone, the North Dakota flagpole guy. And Jim, I know you're on a mission to install as many flags by election day as possible. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, Scott. Thanks. And I'm going to rugby again tomorrow at 3 to do. I'm just pleased, very pleased. And, you know, you speak of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You've got the American flag to look for. And I think it's important today that we look at, well, why do we have the flag and where did it come from and who was involved and why? And, you know, I saw something on Facebook this morning, so it must be true, but it was a young student interviewing her co-students, and she was asking them, you know, who did we gain, who did we fight for freedom, where did we come from, and, you know, the short answer, obviously, is we fought tyranny from England. And these students couldn't even answer that. They were, like, perplexed. We're in a situation, Scott, where we better get back to the basics here. We better learn where we came from, or we're destined to repeat the sins of history. And what better way to do that than to display the American flag? And when your neighbors ask, why are you doing that? You just give them a little schooling, you know? It's all, I'm kind of preaching to them.
You spark a conversation, and good things happen when you have a good conversation. You couldn't be more right, Jim, for sure. And by the way, Jim does the flagpole, but does the flags, does the accessories, does the installation, the maintenance, the service, everything. And these flagpoles are engineered for our environment. And the size, the number of flags flying on the pole, they do it right. Engineered for our wind speeds here. So give them a call, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com, 571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim, great talking to you. Love your passion. Take care, my man.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. You. Good to chat with you. What have we not got to in the way of text here, Todd? A few million of them, right? We did pretty good today on the TV shows, but, can you talk about the arrest yesterday? I guess I could. Dakota Access Pipeline arrest they're talking about. 21 arrests yesterday. Two construction sites south and west of St. Anthony. Officers arrested protesters for criminal trespass, resisting arrests, possession of stolen property. Tow trucks were called, about five impounded vehicles. Numerous people and horses on private property when they got there, a protester on horseback charged at an officer. How's that for an act of aggression? And in that case, the officer did have to raise his weapon, but there was less lethal ammunition in the weapon. But Law enforcement responded with specialized equipment and weapons, armored vehicles, less lethal ammunition using beanbag rounds, evidently, but doing that because of the current threat to public safety. A lot of illegal activity, patrols and visibility is increasing throughout southern Morton County. By the way, throughout the incident yesterday, there were a lot of rumors circulating in the camps and social media that law enforcement tactics were unwarranted, I guess, and reports of an airplane flying over protesters dropping, are you ready for this, mustard gas or tear gas. I heard a lot of it. Yeah, oh, mustard, using mustard gas, showing pictures of a crop duster, by the way. The rumor determined it was, in fact, not true. They did investigate it, dug into it, but it was a crop duster, evidently spraying a nearby field. So 95 arrested now for protest activity since the start of this. If you see suspicious activity, no matter how insignificant, you're asked to call the Morton County Sheriff's Office at 701-667-3330. 701-667-3330. Todd?
Scott?
Manny?
Scott?
We're out of time. Have a great day.
Good night, John
Boy. Back tomorrow. God bless you. Exactly. Good night, John. Scott Hannon here from What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to the 10th annual Great Flames Empower North Dakota Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 11th at the Bismarck State College. Register now at energynd.com/events. Registration $95 through October 6th. You'll hear from officials of IHS Energy, the Pew Charitable Trust, and MISO Energy, too. Platinum sponsors include Elite and Elite Companies, ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy Resources, Geronimo Energy, Whiting and Tesoro. Register now at energynd.com/events. Click on the 2016 event button for more details.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.